What kind of meat would you make out of the hog? Can you tell me some of the kind of things that you'd use the hog for when you slaughtered it? What all would you get from that hog?
What the name of the pieces were?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, there was the middling, that was the bacon, and the square shoulder was a square piece of meat, and then the hock that come off of that square shoulder, and the ham, and then you'd taken your trimmings and made sausage, and cutting up that meat that you'd pull off and cutting up the lard, there would be some lean in that, and we ground our lard with a sausage mill and cut it up in little pieces about like that, and then it would make more lard.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. What did you usually call, say, the fat salted pork that you might eat with, or put in vegetables or put in greens or something like that? What name did you have for that? You might maybe fry and eat it sometimes.
What you mean, just a minute to say what kind of piece of meat I'm going to boil with then?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I put a piece of middling, or I put a piece of loin in them beans today. Mm-hmm. And we didn't used to think it could be cooked without a piece of that pork in there.
Yeah, it's a lot better with it in there, isn't it? Is the middling, is that the same thing as bacon?
Or is it different? Middling and bacon are the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am. And let's see. What about the casings that you would put the sausage in? What did you usually call that?
Well, I call them casings. And we used to wash them, we called them chitlins.
Mm-hmm.
And then we scraped them, laid them down and scraped them and used them to put them sausage in. But we learned later that you could buy the casings and not have to fool with them. You can buy the casings at a market, you know, and they're already little thin pieces and don't take long to stuff them like you did when we had to stand there and scrape every one separate.
Sounds like hard work.
Yes, it was.
Hmm. And did you have a special term, say, when if it was time to feed the stock and do the chores and so forth? Was there any special name for that time when it was
doing
time?
The night work.
Night work. Mm-hmm. And you did that, what, late in the afternoon, about sundown or something?
Well, yeah, along then the chickens was to feed, the cows was to milk, and the hogs was to slop, mules to be fed, and water drawed for mules and things like that. Now the hogs that run out, why, they just went off in the woods, they got their own water. But they was fed corn, and what we call slop was stuck on the table.
We talked about the animals on the farm. What did you have any kind of call to the cow, say that you wanted to get them to come in from pastures? How would you call the cows in from the pasture? Did you ever have any special call, or the men ever have any calls for getting them in?
Well, we always had one cow that was called the bell cow, that all the rest would do whatever she done, and she usually had a name as Red or Flossie or something like, you know, like that. And we just call her Cole Red, and she would start while the rest would follow then.
Did you ever have any special call to cows? Say you were milking them and you wanted to make them stand still. Did you ever have any special thing you'd say to them then?
Well, whenever you got ready to milk, you'd say, back your leg, saw now, mm-hmm. and get your stool and milk.